الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض لكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان، فقال: ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we are very fast approaching the benevolent Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. Anticipation Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show for this month can be clearly evidenced from the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start making 2 months prior to the coming of Ramadan. At the start of Rajab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, wa balighna, and O Allah, keep us alive. Do not deprive us. Cause us to remain alive so that we can experience the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. So this period that we are passing through, Rajab, Shaban, is in fact a period of reflection. A period wherein we should be taking stock of ourselves. A period wherein we should be concerned as to what is the level of preparation that we have made to embrace the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And we find in the month of Rajab, there were certain a'mal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Obviously, these were nothing new, but there was an increase, and we can see clearly through this ta'liman lil ummat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching his ummat how to prepare for the month of Ramadan. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that lam araka tasoom shahram min ash-shuhur ma tasoom min sha'ban. He says that we have not seen you. We have not seen you in any other month fasting so much, fasting as much as you fast in the month of Sha'ban. Obviously, this excludes Ramadan, because the Ramadan fast is a compulsory fast. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she also observes, she says, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ سِيَامَ شَهْرٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا رَمَضَانٍ. She says that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never fasted an entire month. He never fasted from the 1st to the 30th or the 29th. He never fasted a full month besides Ramadan. But مَا رَأَيْتُهُ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ أَكْثَرَ سِيَامًا مِنْهُ مِنْ شَعْبَانٍ. But she observes that besides Ramadan, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously would fast the full month, she says, I did not observe him fasting in any month as much as he would fast in the month of Sha'ban. So on the one hand, Usama radiallahu anhu's riwayat, the other hand, Aisha radiallahu anhu's riwayat,
that our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to increase excessively his fast in the month of Sha'ban. From this, we learn the importance. Unfortunately, today you tell somebody, what is sunnat? They say, you have something sweet before you eat. Have something sweet. Whether that is sunnat or not, Allah knows best. But when it comes to little bit of mujahada, comes to little bit of extra effort on our part, we tend to shy away from those sunnats. But, my respected brothers, love, devotion, these are not tangible concepts. You can't see it. You can't openly measure the love someone has or the devotion someone has. But a hadith like this, guidelines like this are a yardstick, a thermometer. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We claim to revere and honor him. We make this open claim that he is our role model, he is our master, he is our example. This is the yardstick and the test for us. My Nabi fasted more in this month than any other month besides Ramadan. Are we doing the same? Are we following the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nevertheless, Usama radiallahu anhu poses this question, trying to find out why. Why does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast so much in Sha'ban? To this, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned two things. The first thing he said, "Hiya shahrun turfa'u fihi al-a'malu ila rabbil alameen." He said that in this month of Sha'ban, the a'mal of an individual are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Wa uhibbu an yurfa amali wa ana sa'im." I wish that when my a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be in a state of fasting. When my a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, my respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's maqam, status was such, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. All his past and future sins were forgiven. He was masoom, he was sinless. This is to teach you and I to be concerned that when our report is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in what condition do I find myself? In this month, what does this mean? تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ أَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Your report card for the last 11 or 12 months is going to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. So be concerned and worried at that time, what is your condition? On the one hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I want to be in a state of fast. Today Allah protect us, majority of the ummah, it is a ghanimat if we are not in some den of masiyat and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when our amal are presented. And the second reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, which inshallah we'll mention a few points about that. He referred to the value of amal in a period or time or place of ghaflat, of negligence, or of fitna. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya shahrun yaghfulu an-nasu anhu bayna Rajab wa Ramadan." He says, normally, the month of Rajab, in those days was understood as one of the Ashur-e-Hurum, one of the four sacred months in the Islamic calendar was Rajab. So people were conscious at that time of the value and the importance of Rajab. On the other hand, after this month comes Ramadan. There also, there is an increased level of consciousness and realization of the value of that month. So what happens between these two periods? One hand Rajab, Ashur-e-Hurum. Other hand Ramadan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, normally people are ghafil. Normally people are ghafil. Yaghfulun nas. They are ghafil, they are negligent. Allah protect us. Nowadays you'll even find adverts that by before Ramadan go for a quick holiday. Before Ramadan go for a weekend getaway to some place of masiyat. This is the type of preparation we are making for Ramadan. In other words, get it out of your system before Ramadan comes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he teach us? Prepare for Ramadan with fasting. Prepare for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said particularly in Sha'ban, which is right on the doorstep of Ramadan, people will be ghafil. People will be in ghaflat. At that time, you on the other hand make that extra effort to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, ulama-i-kiram have derived a very, very important point. That when the environment is not conducive, and the place is not conducive, at that time, those who will go the extra mile to remember Allah, to engage themselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah says in the Quran, what is the quality of Allah? Allah is very, very appreciative. Allah is very, very appreciative. Cognizance is taken. Simple example of this famous hadith. Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقِ. A person enters the marketplace, a place of commercial enterprise. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about the marketplace? He said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا أَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. He said, the most beloved places in the sight of Allah are the masjids. The most hated place in the sight of Allah is the bazaar or the marketplace. Why? Because of the level of ghaflat, the level of masiyat, the level of Allah's disobedience. But a person goes into the marketplace where everything is inviting him away from Allah. And in that environment, he remembers Allah. How appreciative is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator, man dakhala suq, that person entered the marketplace, but instead of forgetting Allah, he remembered Allah. What did he say? He made zikr. What zikr? La ilaha illallahu wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul ham, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadil khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadeer. What we famously know as the fourth kalima, different versions they are. In this particular hadith, this version of the fourth kalima is given. La ilaha illallahu wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul ham, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadeer. A person entered the marketplace and read this. What will Allah give him? In the masjid, if he read it 10 times, maybe 700 times the reward. But he went to the marketplace and he read this. He remembered Allah in a place of ghaflat. Another hadith mentioned in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُظْلِمٍ. He said the example of a person who will remember Allah in the places of ghaflat, his example is like a shining lantern in a dark house. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ نَذْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. The one who remembers Allah in the place of ghaflat, Allah glances at him. Allah looks at him such a gaze that after this Allah will never punish such a person. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يُرِيهِ اللَّهُ مَقَعَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. The one who makes a practice of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the places of ghaflat and negligence, what will Allah give him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will show him his abode in Jannat whilst he is alive in this world. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي السُّوقِ لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَارَةٍ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. One hadith it mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who goes into the marketplace and remembers Allah, for every hair on his body, for every hair on his body, Allah will give him noor and light and illumination on the day of judgment. Coming back to this hadith, he entered the marketplace, he read the fourth kalima. What will Allah give him? كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ حَسَنًا وَمَحَا عَنْهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ سَيِّئًا وَرَفَعَ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ دَرَجًا وَبَنَى لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Or كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will give him 1 million reward. 1 million reward for one kalima. 1 million sins will be wiped away. 1 million daraja and ranks will be raised in the hereafter. وَبَنَى لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. How much time, how much energy does it take? Very little. Yet such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the compassion of Allah. These are opportunities which are being given to us, particularly in the places of ghaflat, when Allah speaks of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. Rijal, rijal, la tulhihim tijara, wala bay' an dhikrillah, wa iqami s-salah, wa ita'i zakah, yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi al-qulub wal-absar. The companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are men. Rijal, they are men. And what is their quality? engagement in trade and commerce. Engagement in trade and commerce. Their activities in the marketplace will never be an obstacle. Will never be an obstacle for Allah's remembrance, for establishing salah, for discharging Allah's compulsory commands like zakat and others. Why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They fear a day when the eyeballs of men will be overturned. One time of ghaflat, one place of ghaflat, the marketplace. Another time of ghaflat is in the dead of night. Rajab just passed. We spoke about Mi'raj. When Allah speaks of this great miracle in the Quran, what does Allah say? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. Glory be to Allah who took his slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laylan at night. Laylan at night. Mufassirin explain, why does Allah say laylan? Why didn't Allah take him at charge time? Why not at ishraq time? Why not at zuhr or asr time? Why laylan? In this is ishara. In this is indication. You want to be clean. You want to be pure. An integral or essential requirement is water. You need to clean yourself all the time. Wash your clothes, wash your body, take a daily bath. Clean your environment. You are using water to clean all this. My respected brothers, this heart also needs to be clean. Inside also needs to be clean. Allah says, meet Allah on the day of judgment. Illa man atallah. Illa man atallah bi qalbin salim. Meet Allah with a clean heart. Meet Allah with a pure heart. What is the water for this heart? What is the water for this heart? You want to wash your dishes, you make sure the water is clean. It's not murky water. It's not slimy water. The water for this heart are those tears which will be shed in the dead of night. The water for this heart, the cleanser for this heart is in the dead of night to get up and go on the musalla and cry before Allah. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. Laylan, you want to find Allah. You want Isra, you want Mi'raj, you want ascension, you want to become the beloved of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama-i kiram say, jid, ummat ko bata do, ummat ko bata do, agar raat ke kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de rahe, to iski matlab ye hai ki dil mara hua hai, dil toota hua hai. Tell the ummat that if you are not giving some section of your night, if you are not giving some section of your night to Allah, then you are moving around with a dead heart. You're moving around with the filthy, with an impure heart. Cleanse this heart. These nights, we know Shab-e-Barat is coming. Ramadan is coming. Laylatul Qadr is coming. This is a wake-up call for us. How is the night of the ummah supposed to be spent? Quran, Allahu Akbar, verse upon verse. Tatajafa junubuhum. Allah, this is ajeeb. Quran is ajeeb. Allah doesn't say they leave their beds, the friends of Allah leave their beds. No, what does Allah say? Tatajafa, jafa. Jafa means you have enmity. They separate themselves, they move away. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madajir. There is an enmity from their beds. They move away from their beds. Yad'una rabbahum khawfa wa tama'a. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Unfortunately, we don't have that munasabat with the Arabic language. But if you look at this expression of Quran, describing the night of the true friends of Allah, the true lovers of Allah, Allah says, كَانُوا in Arabic is what they call fail and naqis, incomplete. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا means less. Every word in this verse indicates less. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِن, this min is tab'eed. It divides the action, it divides the noun on which it acts. Min indicating less, tab'eed dividing. مِنَ الليل, ma, this ma also cuts the action. يَهْجَعُون, haja. Haja in Arabic means light sleep, not heavy sleep. Where a person, just as he's about to fall asleep, in Arabic they call that haja. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Everything in this verse indicates less, less, less. Some section of this night has to be given to that musalla. Allah addresses His beloved, commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. How many verses? Allah describes the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمْ إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثة وطائفة من الذين معك. عاشق رسول, you want to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Rabb describes the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addresses him directly, oh my beloved, إن ربك, your Rabb knows, يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى, that you are standing in tahajjud salah sometimes 2/3 the night. Sometimes half the night, in winter months, if the night is 12 months long, 12 hours long, what does it mean? The tahajjud salah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 6 hours long. He would say, Inna shahwati fi qiyamil layl. Allah has kept my lazzat, my shahwat, my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. Experience that sweetness which Quran speaks about. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Verse upon verse upon verse of the Quran, hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ثلاثة يحبهم الله ويضحك إليهم ويستبشر بهم. My Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم described 3 categories of person, one pertinent to what we're discussing. What does Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم say? Allah loves this person, يحبهم الله. Allah smiles at this person. Whatever that means, Allah knows best. These qualities are mentioned in hadith, we believe in them. In Quran and hadith. But with Allah's zaat is pure of all this. According to our understanding, Allah loves such a person. Allah smiles at such a person. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُ بِهِمْ. And Allah praises such a person. Who? الَّذِي لَهُ الرَّجُلْ الَّذِي لَهُ إِمْرَاتٌ حَسْنَى وَفِرَاشٌ حَسَنٌ. He has a beautiful wife. He has a warm bed. But the fire of Allah's ish, the fire of Allah's muhabbat, the fire of Allah's ta'alluq, the true seeker of Allah, يَقُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. He leaves that beautiful wife. He leaves that warm bed and he goes on the musalla in the dead of night. Goes on the musalla in the dead of night. Allah addresses his malaika. يَذَرُ شَهْوَتَهُ فَيَذْكُرُنِي. Look at the slave of mine. He has left his shahwat. He has left his desires. One riwayat it comes, Allah says, يَا مَلَائِكَ أُنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِي. Look at my slave. He has left his warm bed. He has left his partner. He is on the musalla. Why? What is it? What is motivating him? رَجَاءً مِمَّا عِنْدِي شَفَقَةً مِمَّا بِمَا عِنْدِي. He desires my jannat. He fears my azab. Allah praises such a person. Allah brings the attention of his malaika to such a person. That look at this person in the dead of night. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَقَدْ. If he wanted, he could have slept. If he wanted, he could have slept. What has brought him on the musalla? Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentioned the asr. كَذَبَ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي كَذَبَ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. That person who says he loves Allah, that person who says he loves Allah, and the entire night he is sleeping, he is a liar. He is a liar. He is not a true lover of Allah. Why? أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُحِبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُحِبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Does not every lover wish some moments of solitude with his beloved, when others are sleeping, when others are in ghaflat, when others have forgotten Allah, and Allah forgive us till 1-2 in the morning when others of this ummah are doing haram activities, at that time to go on the musalla, how appreciative is Allah? How merciful is Allah? Allah descends to the first heaven, a descension in keeping with His greatness, and Allah calls out, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِمٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَ. Is there anyone that has any need to ask? Your Allah is calling out to you. Do you want forgiveness? I am ready to forgive you. Do you want to earn my mercy? Oh my malaika, you are a witness, I have forgiven this person. Night upon night, this ummah is in ghaflat. I remember, I mentioned this many times before, 93, first when we went to Raiwin, we met Sheikh Yunus, first thing he said, he addressed the South African Jamaat of Ulama, he said, Huzur ke fikr dil ke andar ho, the worry of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the heart, aur raat ke kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de rahe, ye namumkin hai. and some section of your night you are not giving to Allah, not possible, impossible. Agar raat ke kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de rahe, iske matlab ye hai ki huzur ke fikr dil ke andar nahi hai. If some section of the night is not being given to Allah, then this is an indication that the true worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not in the heart. What was the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Quran is telling us, Hadith is telling us, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ummah has to bring its nights alive, particularly in this period of ghaflat. Dhaka shahrun yaghfulun nas, my Nabi said, in the time of ghaflat, in the time of fitna, come back to Allah. Allah will appreciate it. Allah will multiply it. Abu Salaba Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum. Oh Abu Salaba, time is coming, a time of fitna, a time of fasad, a time when people would have abandoned the deen of Allah. Those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen at that time will get 50 times your reward. 50 times whose reward? Who was he addressing? A sahabi. 50 times the reward of sahaba. Abu Salaba Khushani radiyallahu anhu, he's surprised, he's shocked. He says, khamsina minna wa minhum. Khamsina minna wa minhum. Ya Rasulullah, 50 times sahaba's reward? Or 50 times the reward of the people of that time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bal khamsina minkum. Oh Abu Salaba, bal khamsina minkum. 50 of you. 50 of you. Why? لأنهم تجدون على الخير لأنكم تجدون على الخير أعوانا وأنصارا وإنهم لا يجدون على الخير أعوانا وأنصارا. Today in Medina you are in an environment where no tashkil is necessary. Youngsters at the age of 14 are standing on their toes. Ya Rasulullah, I want to go in the path of Allah. Ya Rasulullah, I want to give my life. One sunnah for it to come out of the life of a sahabi was unconscionable. This environment you are in, you have helpers, you have an environment. At that time there won't be helpers. At that time there won't be an environment. Inna deena bada ghariban. Inna deena bada ghariban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when my deen started, it was strange. Wasayaudu kama bada. Wasayaudu kama bada. A time will come. A time will come when once again true deen will become strange. Sunnah will become an insult. To practice on deen, people will look at you with a crooked eye. This concept or idea, today this concept or idea that my living in this world is to become the friend of Allah, to find Allah, for Allah's ta'alluq, to become the true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My purpose in life is that this deen must come alive. This call today sounds strange. Why? We think our purpose is this dunya. We think our purpose is to amass wealth. Successful person is one who left behind a big legacy. Wallah, this very idea or concept that my existence in this world is for Allah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for this deen Islam to come alive, for one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah, this call has become strange. Inna deena bada ghariban wa sayaudu kama bada. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when my deen started it was strange, once again it will become strange. Fatuba lil ghuraba, give glad tidings to the strangers of that time. Give glad tidings to the strangers, the people at the time of fitna and fasad. Who are they? How will you recognize them? Alladheena yuslihun ma afsada an-nas min ba'di min ummati. They will be those who strive to preserve and protect and bring alive my deen again. When people have destroyed my deen, in the time of fitna and fasad, those alladheena yuslihun, those who will bring alive once again true deen, they are the strangers. I will terminate on one athar which Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah has mentioned. My respected brothers, listen with the ears of Iman. Listen with intelligence. Don't listen just to let it go from one ear out of the other ear. Yaqulullah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ahabbul ibadi ilayya. Who are the beloved of Allah? Who does Allah love? Al-mutahabbuna bijalali. Those who love one another for my sake. Al-mashya'una fil ardi bin nasiha. Those who walk this earth with the compassion of humanity in their hearts, with the concern for their fellow human beings. Al-mashya'una ala aqdamihim ila al-jama'at. Those who walk on their feet, those who walk with their feet to the gatherings to invite them towards Allah. وفي رواية المعلقة قلوبهم بالمساجد. Their hearts are attached to the masjid. Their life revolves around the masjid. والمستغفرين بالأسحار. والمستغفرين بالأسحار. And at the time of tahajjud, you will find them asking for their forgiveness and the forgiveness of humanity. I'm repeating what I said. Allah says, who are the beloved of Allah? Who are the beloved of Allah? Ahabbul ibadi ilayya. Those who love one another, meet one another for my sake, walk this earth with the pain of humanity in their heart, with the sympathy for humanity, for their fellow human being in their hearts. Those who will walk to the places where people are gathered to invite them towards Allah. Those whose hearts are attached to the masjid. Those who get up at the time of tahajjud and cry before Allah. We need water to wash our dishes. We need water to wash our clothing. My respected brothers, the water of this heart is those hot, hot tears that will be shed at the time of tahajjud. This, ask ourselves in this day and age, which group of people are closest to this description? Which jamaat or which group of people are closest to this description that is found in this hadith? Walking the earth with the pain of humanity in the heart, calling one person to Allah, their hearts attached and linked to the masjid, at the time of tahajjud getting up and crying before Allah. These are the sifat that we have to bring within ourselves. These are the qualities we have to bring within ourselves, particularly at the time of fitna and fasad, when humanity is going towards Jahannam. This is the time we have to bring these qualities within ourselves. And what does Allah say? فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُ إِنْزَالَ عَذَابٍ بِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَنَذَرْتُ إِلَيْهِمْ صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, when I decide because of masiyat and sin to send my azab upon a people, and I see a group of people doing these things, I see a group of people whose hearts are attached to the masjid, who are getting up at tahajjud, who are walking the earth calling towards my greatness. When I see a group of people like this, they may be small in number, because of them, saraftul azab anil nas, I turn my azab away from the locality. Because of them, I turn my azab away from the locality. Let us not be ostriches with our heads in the ground. Wake up to the reality around us. Wake up to the reality around us, these ishtimas that are taking place, this dawah that is being given, this invitation that is being given. Wallah, my respected brothers, now is the time to make decision. This ishtima, our ishtima will be taking place right on Shab-e-Barat. Work it out. If we go 40 days from the ishtima in the path of Allah, Allah will give us that Mubarak right in that night. Allah will give us Ramadan in the path of Allah. Allah will give us the opportunity to experience once again the sunnah of Sahaba, where Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. And that is a time when we can turn to Allah, cry before Allah, because we can see the conditions around us. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.